San Francisco is globally famous for being home to the iconic Golden Gate Bridge, but tonight it's the Bay Bridge that's making headlines worldwide. At 8:30 tonight, a new public art installation called The Bay Lights launches with 25,000 LEDs lighting up all the cables across the western span of the bridge. Images of cars, boats, fish, and changing designs, they'll be part of the Bay Area landscape for the next 2 years. Sculptor Leo Villarreal is the project's light artist, but the man who came up with the idea is Ben Davis from the organization Illuminate the Art, who I talked to earlier today.
The idea came in September of 2010. I was sitting at the Ferry Building in San Francisco looking at the west span of the Bay Bridge, thinking what a gorgeous piece of infrastructure it was, and knowing that its 75th anniversary was coming up, thinking of ways to let it shine in the region's consciousness again. And it hit me, it didn't need to just be a bridge, it could be a canvas for light.
A canvas for light. And what had been your background?
Well, I actually was familiar in thinking about the Bay Bridge because my company, Words, Pictures, Ideas, had been communicating on the Bay Bridge. And so I had a professional interest in it, but I also have, like many Bay Area people, a real sense of connection to the bridge and a sense of its importance in our lives. And also sort of, I don't know, an empathy for it. You know, when it came online in 1936, it really represented the best of America, bringing us through a time of depression. And the first bridge in the bridgeification of our region. It was an engineering marvel. You know, the West Bend is actually two bridges connected by that central anchorage. And then 6 months later, the Golden Gate Bridge opened up. And, the world fell in love with that bridge, as they should. It's gorgeous. But the Bay Bridge fell into a different place in stature, and I wanted to just have a moment of it returning to sort of luster.
There's been lots of discussion about, you know, will the Bay Bridge outshine the Golden Gate and, you know, illuminating San Francisco's other bridge. So was that all part of your goal, kind of to bring attention to this less famous bridge?
Well, yes, I suppose. I mean, I love the Golden Gate Bridge. I bicycle across it, and every time I do, I have one of those amazing experiences that one can have on such a perfect, beautiful structure. But I really appreciate the Bay Bridge. You know, it's actually multiple bridges. It's got towers, it's got trestles, it's got anchorages, it's got tunnels. It's a hermaphrodite of a bridge. Maybe that's why it represents the Bay Area in its truest nature. It's complex.
So you had this idea, and you took it to New York artist sculpture artist Leo Villarreal. So what was that partnership like when it was launched?
Oh, it's just amazing. From the very, very beginning, Leo is just the real deal. An artist of international renown who's got great depth. You know, he has an MFA from Yale. He hangs in the halls of MoMA in New York and major collections around the world. But he has roots in the Bay Area. And he really finds his voice, his artistic voice, and on the playa of Burning Man. So, you know, the connection was immediate, and Leo's vision, which really emanated 3 months after our discussions began in the form of a 60-second artist rendering video, it was the game changer. You know, it exceeded anything I had envisioned by far, and it had people, instead of them asking me, what is it, they said, how can I make this happen?
And what did you envision, and what will people see tonight?
Well, what people will see tonight is a work of extraordinary contemporary art that happens to live on a bridge. It's really different than anything that has come before. You know, we see the Eiffel Tower, an illuminated icon. We see the bridge over the Bosphorus in Istanbul. Again, these are lighted structures. This is not that. This is a work of contemporary art, 25,000 individually controllable LEDs in the hands of the artist Leo Villarreal. And his sublime algorithms will turn on tonight, and they'll be non-repeating over the course of the next 2 years, coming on at dusk every night and lasting until 2 a.m.
I wanted to kind of bring to your attention some of the, some of the criticisms that have come up. What do you say to people who talk of light pollution, for example, or bring up the idea that, you know, too much light for 2 years, the Bay Bridge is already well lit? You've probably heard those kind of things, and what do you say?
Well, you know, we haven't really heard a lot of those criticisms, although we respect all points of view. You know, a $100,000 environmental impact study was done on this work before we ever took any first steps in making it happen. We made sure it was safe, for drivers, safe for wildlife, safe for the environment, and not a distraction. I think the overwhelming international response bears out the importance of this work. It bears out the relationship of this light to the city, which is not at all overpowering. It lives in a way that can be seen and read, but it doesn't take over. And it really brings us together as a community and as a world rather than creates any sense of division.
San Francisco is definitely in the news a lot these days because of the Bay Lights project. So here's something. What happens to the 25,000 lights when the 2 years are up?
Oh, I think that's a fun question to ask. I mean, we've probably asked that in about a year. I think they'll have a really creative afterlife is my sense, but I don't want to project what that might be right now.
All right. And is there an environmental message that you're sending through this, you know, their LED lights? Well, yeah, was that on your mind at all, or is this just art?
Absolutely. You know, this is the era we live in. Here's the reality. For about $30 a night, we're delivering an experience that is going to reach, over the course of 2 years, 50 million people directly and a billion online. It costs more to park under the bridge than it does to light it. It's the most cost-effective installation I've ever heard of from an energy perspective in terms of its ability to reach so many people. It's also happening in an extraordinary time in Bay Area history. You know, this year alone, the America's Cup will be visiting the San Francisco Bay. The new $300 million exploratorium cultural facility will be opening on Pier 15. The Port of San Francisco celebrates its 150th anniversary. The Baseball World Series Classic visits AT&T Park. And the new Bay Bridge opens over Labor Day weekend, introducing a new icon into our community. It is an extraordinary time, and it's a delight that while the Bay Area has the best it has to offer every single day, practically, every night the Bay Lights will be providing a cosmopolitan shimmer to everything we do.